Hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. And today, those of you who've been waiting and waiting, you don't have to wait anymore. We're here. We've got a great show, and it's a live one. And those of you who know the number, 773-897-6461. You want to call in and have some fun? You want to talk to somebody who's very heavenly, very good, and very positive? Today's the day to do it. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, you know you've been waiting for it. I bet a lot of you in the rooms. Please get a hold of Kelly in the website room chatting. Get a hold of me on the phone. But we're here today with the intuitive and the really great, very positive Lady Palmer. Lady Palmer?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone and everything going today? It's a beautiful day. Looking forward to this program. Thank you for inviting me to the show today.
Thank you for coming. I'm so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot to cover, and I thank all of you guys. We will get with you. We're going to be giving out those readings we do and getting to know everybody. We've got a lot of questions here. One of the really excellent things is those of you who know about this, you know, this is one of the really good things that we have on Psychics Gone Wild. We have a lot of variety. We have the best. We bring you the people. And Lady Palmer is very, very good, not only intuitive, but also an excellent singer. We may get to hear a little bit of that today if we are good. We want to really reward everybody that's calling in on the show in the fact that we know all of you have been excited. They've been waiting to hear you. So we're going to go ahead and talk just a little bit here and kind of give everybody a little bit of a taste here of some ideas here. One of the emails that I received today was something I want to ask, and they were like, what's the difference between a prophet, a psychic, or intuitive? And my idea, and what I wrote to you guys before, you guys haven't been happy, but I'd like to have Lady Palmer answer that one. What would you be your way of describing that, Lady Palmer?
Well, I think that sometimes it depends on what part of the world we come from as to what we term it and call it. Because I believe that some of those are operating from the same gift. Where, you know, I know East Coast, they call people with intuitive gifts or a third eye, they call them prophets. And it's acceptable in that side of the country. But they're not so comfortable saying the word psychic for some. But yet a psychic and a prophet and an intuitive person could see the same sight in a person, could see the same activity and call themselves by a different name. So it's just like someone, it's just like a female can call herself Miss, Mrs., or you know, Miss M-I-S-S or Miss M-S. You know, that it just depends on what people are comfortable with a lot of times. But the gift things are relatively the same. Now, there may be some variations, and that's going to depend on the individual. What giftings, how they read, how they see, how they express, you know, how they communicate what they're seeing. You know, those variations make this. But I think it's what you're comfortable with now.
I love that. I agree with you totally. And I, one of the things I really love is you guys are catching this. Can you feel the energy here? This is a good question that we have, too, is we have a lot of different people who are arguing about whether it's guides, whether it's angels, or whether it's, you know, other family members talking to them. I think that we just had a very good explain of the different variety of that a couple weeks ago. And this is what, you guys just got a very good terminology. Remember, this is taped. Go back over this show because you just got a very positive, very true, accurate expression of what intuitive is, what a psychic is, and what a prophet is. One of the really good things and questions we have a lot on here and what we've got today is they're asking, Lady Palmer, how did you first know you were gifted?
Okay, and how did I first know? You know, and let me back up and give just a little more explanation on, because I'll tell you what I am as well out of the three. And prophets a lot of times are based in churches. And so a lot of times Christians are very familiar with the term prophet and very comfortable with that. So that's another distinguisher there. Now, myself, I'm intuitive. And what that means for me is that I'm available and open and able to see and hear and feel what's happening around the person. And a lot of times, and I'm guided now. I'm guided by guides. And I'm also guided by God. So whatever wants to be revealed, I'm open and available, and I hear very, very, very easily, and I perceive very easily. So, you know, it's my intuition, but it's guided by the guide. is my availability that's guided by God and the guide. Is that clear? Are you getting that?
Yes, I really am getting that, and I think everyone's feeling it, and I love what you just said there. You know, you're very accurate, very good terminology. And there's what I love about the fact that as we're looking here, Lady Palmer, we have a person that's waited quite a long time. And so without a little bit more ado, I'm going to talk to 786. 786, you're called Psychics Gone Wild. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, thank you. I was trying to find Lady Palmer, and 786 was the one I kept talking to a few minutes ago trying to find her. The computer's been a little silly to me, so I thank you for calling in.
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Lady Palmer. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I don't know what it is that you need from me in order to be able to read me if you need my birthday or...
I'm sorry. Lady Palmer. Repeat your question. Did you say today is your birthday?
No. I said I don't know what it is that you need from me in order to be able to read for me.
Do you have any particular questions that you want?
No, just a general is fine.
Okay. What's your name, honey?
My name is Leslie.
Leslie. Well, the first thing I'm getting is there's either a son or someone that's like a son to you. Do you have a son?
Do I have a what? I'm sorry.
A son or someone that's like a son to you.
Yes.
Yes,
I do.
You have a son? Okay.
Yeah.
There's a noise in the background. I'm not sure what that is. Okay. I think that's better. Okay. There's a son that is he's asking for love. This son. And even though he's getting it, Leslie, he doesn't exactly know what it looks like. He doesn't know how to identify love. I think he's looking for it to come in a certain format, and he hasn't seen that. So therefore, he's missed the real love that had come to him, even from you. Leslie, are you feeling this yet so far?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
And so, I'm going to say something to you that is a little bit strange, but I'm going to say it, and I want you to do this. Where is the noise? I feel like I'm struggling over some noise there.
I apologize. I'm going to keep, Leslie, something's going on with your phone. I'll keep beeping you back and forth. Bear with us. But I'm holding you. You can still hear us, but there's something with your line and connection. Stay on the line, but just know that I'm keeping you on mute so it doesn't affect me and Lady Palmer.
And before she goes, how old is your son?
Leslie, how old is your son?
Yes. 17.
Yeah. He's right at that age too. So I figured that's about the age that he was. Yeah, he's looking for a love. He really is, and he's a sweet kid. He's definitely a sweet kid. Just the joy, his personality. This is what I want you to do for him. I want you to take your arm and just put it around his shoulder, and sing something to him. Sing him a song. You can make up something. You can put his name in it. You could say, you know, you could tell him how much you care about him in the song. You could use something that he enjoys, something that he likes to do, and just mention that in the song. But just, you know, just be very, very light and easy about it. Just wrap your arm around his shoulder and sing something to him. You know, and maybe even put your finger on his chest and say, and you, and I'm talking about you, my son. Call his name. Talking about you, my child. You know, but just something really, really light. You're going to break an ice, going to break a barrier, you know, break through with him where the communication is going to flow and become easier. You guys will become more greater friends. You know what I mean? Can you respond to this? I want to know what you're hearing, Leslie.
Yes, I'm hearing you. I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to. I like
that. Do you feel like you need something?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the last thing you said.
Do you feel like he does need something?
Yeah, I do believe. I mean, I do believe that he... It's a difficult situation between me and him. I do feel that even though he is loved, I do feel he probably needs to feel like I love him and I do love him.
Right.
It's just a very complicated situation. And you know, I guess it needs to be worked on, you know.
Yeah. The thing is that it can be easy. That's why I want you to be light and easy about it. Just, you
right.
know, because at the age he is, he'll be able to receive. He's going to say, he's going to think, oh, Mom, you know, you're silly. And therefore, he's going to see you as a human being instead of, you know, as this distant mom or however he's viewed your role in his life. Yeah.
Right.
So just, yeah, do that, okay? Do that for him. You'll see a change. And then after that, keep it light, you know. You know, you still be a mom in his life. You don't change that role, but keep it light and have your words and your conversations be kind of lightweight with him. You know, a little, you know, say, well, I really think that would be a good thing for you to do. You know, something like that. You might not see it this way, but I'm just kind of feeling it might be a good thing for you to do. When you talk to him like that, talk to him in a light kind of way, you know, to keep that barrier broken down. Okay? Can you do that?
Okay. Yes, okay. Most definitely.
Okay, real good, really good. Okay, I'm glad you called in, Leslie. Okay, is there anything else? Michael Jekyll, are you there?
I'm here. We just seem to have lost a couple of the ones, and I apologize to you guys. We're having a little technical difficulties. Please, if I mute you, don't hang up. Just stay with me. I'll mute your phone. But me and Lady Palmer on Psychics Gone Wild, we're here today. We're having a lot of energy. So you guys hang in. Call that 773-897-6461. And if we lose you, Leslie, call right back. We do have on here. We know that we gave a little bit of question, but I will try to speak in. We're getting a lot of callers. We thank everybody, and we want to talk to Lady Palmer about how do we get a hold of Lady Palmer. I want a reading by Lady Palmer. In your case, we say session. How do I get a session with you?
Well, you could send me an email message, which is at I give you gifts. That's IGIVEYOUGIFTS@gmail.com. I give you gifts at Gmail. And I'll give you my number. I may have to clear my voicemail out. My number is 216-978-3775. And just leave me a voicemail, and I'll get back to you, and we can set something up for you, surely.
Great. And thank you, Lady Palmer, the intuitive. We've got you here today. 207, you've been patient. We're called Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro and intuitive Lady Palmer. How are you doing, 207?
I am well. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to give you, your name here?
Oh, Cindy.
Okay, Cindy. Okay. Hi, Cindy. What's your question today?
I would like to know what you see coming up for me in the near future.
Okay. Hmm. Cindy, do you like the outdoors?
I love it.
Yeah. I see something that's outdoorsy for you. You know, have you thought about taking up golf?
I see kayak and do a lot of other things. Golf has never really interested me.
It's because you like the outdoors so much. I see you enjoying scenery and beauty, and that's the reason I mentioned. And you know what? And you can make some new friends in golf, too. It looks like you could use a set of new friends. What are you thinking about that? A set of new friends?
I'm getting ready to go on a trip, so I'm probably going to meet some new friends on a trip.
Okay, yeah. I mentioned that, and just consider golfing because the outdoors just seems to really rejuvenate you. It just really does. Yeah. It does something for you. And you know, get yourself a hat to wear out there. I would say at least try it at least one time. Go to a course that's got the nice lakes to it, you know, that the greens are absolutely beautiful. And go and just and make it a fun day. Don't make it effort where, you know, you have to learn this game. And just make it a fun day being out there. If you hit the ball and it goes in the opposite direction, just laugh your heart away. Laugh. Just enjoy it. That's what that's for. I think
I want this reading.
Yeah, just some newness on the horizon for you. Because it doesn't much to rejuvenate you. You just, all you have to do is really tap into what does it for you. That's
right.
All. Yeah. So, and enjoy that trip of yours. I'm glad. Where are you going?
Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah.
I hear they have some of the best golf courses there.
How about that?
Perhaps I'll try one there.
That would be spectacular. And Cindy, take pictures. Be sure and take pictures. Take pictures and bring them back and hang some up on your wall so you can see yourself in that environment and see the environment and remind yourself of the beauty, because you really absolutely love that, the beauty.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome, Cindy. Have a great day.
Great. And we thank you guys. Please stay on. Those of you who are getting there, we're keeping it up. We've got quite a bit. We're getting close to our little time here in a few minutes. We'll be giving away a couple of those readings. We've got a half an hour psychic reading to be given away for this show alone. We'll be giving two away today on this show because we're running those extra minutes because we were fortunate enough to have Lady Palmer, the intuitive, come on Psychics Gone Wild. We will be having May's Gonna Get Wild, people. Be ready to bring in your phone, grab it now, and bring your quest because we're going to have Psychic Celeste is back on mornings. I got good news today. She called from Sedona. She's going to be back. She's got herself feeling better. She's promised to not fall around anymore and be silly. No, she's kidding. She said she's promised to be on there. She can't wait anymore. And I didn't hide her out. Those of you who yelled at me a little bit, I do realize that it is frustrating when you have your favorite psychic. We will be doing that. She's done extra bookings. She's went ahead and pretty much set everything up. So those of you who want to get a hold of her, 928-284-4422. I want Celeste. Say that, and you'll get yourself a discount if you call there. We've got Sandra Green. Sandra Green is back on Sundays. We're going to have a real wild time there. And Sandra's doing the numerology with you, and she's having a little bit of the fact that if you're ready for it, she's going to do it. No holds barred. Be ready for her Sunday. She's going to be back on Psychics Gone Wild. She's got to have a vacation. We pulled her out. She's done with it. We're bringing her out of layaway and back in. So those of you guys who love that, we've got Casey and the Kelly and the Casey and the birth cards, and here she is now, and going to probably tease me, but Kelly, here you are. Thank you for calling in, and I know you'll get your chance here with Lady Palmer, but I want you to just tell everybody, how do they get a birth card reading from you if they want a birth card reading?
Right now, just my email at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Email me there and just say that you want one. Thanks to you, I got my PayPal stuff set up so people can pay via the PayPal, and what I do is I print those out, and the shipping is free, so it's like you have, you know, like your own little book of stuff to read through, because they come out, and they're about, you know, anywhere from 34 to 36 pages long, so it's like it really gives you a lot of information.
Very good.
Also, I forgot the phone number, 719-289-4907. That's also for healthy coffee, too, which I'm getting you into.
Very good. And here, Kelly, is Lady Palmer, and you're on the air live on Psychics Gone Wild with our intuitive Lady Palmer friend.
All righty. Hi, Lady Palmer.
Hi. Good morning. Good talking with you today.
Yes, likewise. I just kind of want a general. It's like I know one of the things you say you do is you look at people's gifts and you help people develop their gifts. So I was kind of wondering, what do you see as my gifts?
Okay. Well, I see kind of a couple things with you, Kelly. Mm-hmm. You're very good at expressing yourself. You're very open with expressing, And you can also be very creative in your expression. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about writing, or are you currently writing? I see two things. I actually see, I don't know if you're doing this or even believe it, but I see singing and expressing. Have you ever done it?
I do my own personal toning type of stuff, but that's just my personal meditation stuff. But it's like, actually, it's funny you say the writing. Jethro's been bugging me to get busy on a book that I've had in my computer for a long time. So it's like I'm kind of taking that out and trying to dust that off and work on that.
Okay, let me talk about the book a little bit. Because this book, Kelly, is going to bring you joy, even in while you're writing the book. So I see you sitting in an open room, an open space, even in your house, and just, you know, and just, so talk to Kelly. Just say, take a breath. Okay, Kelly, it's time for us to turn the page. And we're going to pull this book out and just let it flow. We're going to see what happens with it. Now, Kelly's talking to Kelly in that conversation.
Talk to myself. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah. And so, you know, then so you have that conversation and then get up and go to bring the book out. And just, you know, I see you just being so open and available to, because the book is your creation. It's a part of you, Kelly. So I see you being open to what wants to express through you. And you're being open to yourself. So just, you know, let it flow. Just let the ideas start. They're going to start stirring up in your mind. Thoughts are going to come. Ideas are going to come. They're going to come in sequences. It's going to come almost like poetry in a flow. And it's going to actually feel good to you. So that feeling good will help you to start the writing, to get that going again. So once that happens, you know, however, whether you do it with pen and pencil, and I do advise some of that with pen and pencil, mm-hmm. and whether you do it on computer, and then here's the singing part of it. Whatever you're feeling while you're writing, some words will come up for a song. And because you haven't considered yourself a singer, you could have tendency to squish it back down and ignore it and say, oh, no, you know, and just move right past it like it never happened. Don't do that. I don't want you to do that.
All right.
You'll sit there even in the atmosphere and you'll feel a song coming to, you know, words to a song and a melody. Just belt it right out, you know, with ease, and then you can write that down. And it may even be incorporated in your writing, like, I feel a song coming on in your writing, and then write the words to the song in, like, a poetry-type paragraph or something. You know what I mean?
Write down the music.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. Well, that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can be very creative. I'm enjoying your creativity just looking at it.
And you're really good with the songs. I know you said I read some of the earlier stuff, and you did therapy like singing, toning, you know, with songs. I know that's part of how you do healing with people too.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So let's see. Let's see if I could just give you a little something right here. Mm-hmm. Kelly, I enjoy your creativity. Kelly, go for it, girl. It's your time. It is your time. Yeah, go for it.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You got a beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I've enjoyed talking with you, too.
Great. And we got 786. You're on the air with Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going wild. And those of you who just heard that beautiful angelic voice know that we got Lady Palmer. Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry. I was on mute the first time, and I was saying hello, and I forgot to put myself on mute.
Oh, all right. And you were on already?
Yes. No, I haven't spoken to her. You tried to get a hold of me, but my phone was on mute. But I do have a question,
yes.
Lady Palmer. I was wondering what you saw for me for a relationship. This is an individual that I'm very interested in, and I was wondering.
I heard the question before you even asked me. What's your name, honey?
Geralda.
Spell that for me, please.
G-E-R-A-L, D as in dog, A.
Okay. This is what he's looking for. This is one of the things. Let's work on... Give him more femininity. Give him more of your feminine side. You know, just being softer and a little quieter, a little more meek. Give him more femininity. And you may even want to put on a few more brighter colors. You know what I mean? Go ahead. Were you saying something?
I was going to say, well, we haven't seen each other in a while. Someone I worked with, and you're right about that, because at first I was kind of the one taking the lead, and I approached him, but he seemed kind of shy, even though I know the attraction was there. But I haven't seen him in a while, and I was wondering if our paths were even crossed again.
You could actually, if you would like to, you could actually call him. Are you interested in doing that? Because it sounds like you're definitely still interested in him.
I'm still interested, but I felt like I reached out already, and I don't want to, you seem kind of shy, and because we work together, so I was just hoping if our paths will cross and he would reach out on his own, because I don't really want to reach out again and call.
He is shy, and he kind of wants to, he kind of has some interest. But he is shy, and he would need to see, you know, more of that feminine side, because it will give him an opportunity to be more outgoing. So it's almost like you would have to hook him in again and then show him how feminine you could be, because other than that, he may not come forth.
Do you see our paths crossing? Because, like, I don't have his number, and we just, like I said, we work together, so... We used to see each other in passing, but now that I don't work so close with him anymore, I don't know if you see our paths crossing.
Well, let me look at that. Because I said that because you could obtain his number. that could it's acquirable. But let me see if it's just gonna happen. Let's see.
Yeah, because I don't want to call.
You don't want to? Okay. Okay.
No.
I almost, I see you guys. Well, this is, I see there's a gas station somewhere. And, you guys could cross paths at this gas station. You could cross paths at the gas station. But it's almost such a subtle meeting that you could also miss in this gas station. I don't know where it is. Let me look. Let me see. That's kind of why I advised for if you wanted to talk to him. And since he already knows that you are kind of, you can be aggressive or forthcoming, that it wouldn't be a really big deal if you called, if that's something you wanted. So again, the path crossing, there is a gas station where you can cross and not even see each other in that gas station. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
How much do you want it? How bad do you want it, Geralda?
I really do like him. Like, since August, and it's been off and on, I kind of let it go for a little while because he was getting out of a relationship and he was still hurting. So I just kind of let it go. But lately, for some reason, I started thinking about him again, you know. I don't know why.
But you don't want it bad enough to reach out to him?
Not again. I don't want to reach out again. I've done that already.
Because you're afraid that he may not respond.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do that.
You don't want to be hurt by that.
Mm-mm.
This is what I'm seeing. That again, just like I started out from the beginning. if you come softer, lighter, more femininity when you reach out this time, and it may take you some days to come up with an approach, that it will be better. It will be easier to accept this time. You know what I mean? But again, that's going to be up to you. If you want to reach out to be as feminine and light, you know, and as you could be when you reach out, and he'll feel the difference, and you may be able to pick up something that way.
Okay. I don't want to reach out, though, but if I have a question.
Okay, that hurt has got you held up. Well, then just wait for the next one, There will be more to come along. There will be.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, her, and we want to tell everyone you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, very fortunate to have our guest, Intuitive Lady Palmer, who's blessed four people with reading, one with some healing extra energy, and we've still got a good hour left to go. This is that time in the show where if you want to get yourself a little, get up and get a little coke, maybe do the sounds. I apologize that we're having a little technical difficulties. I am watching the minutes. Nobody gets to wait. The longest minutes I pick up, so even if your phone does and you call back in, it will pick it up. As you saw there, that 786 had waited quite a while, and she got lost in the shum, but she called and got back on 773-897-6461 to get your time with Palmer and Psychic Jethro. I thank everybody that has called in. We have a little bit of time to go, and we're going to give out. First, I'm going to do the last winner. Carol Beaudry was the winner for the 30-minute psychic reading. Those of you can read on Psychic Chat what she wrote. She made my day. She made me have tears in my eyes. I want to thank her, and I encourage the rest of you to come in. We did psychic readings, and we have a new contest that's starting. If you want a half an hour email reading by Psychic Celeste and a half an hour also psychic phone reading, go ahead and get a hold of us Monday. Listen in the morning, start your morning, and come up with a new word that describes how you can be positive, a new word of it. We are looking for that, and that will be the contest rules. Jason B. won the contest on the Last Supper. It was an email contest that was 2 weeks ago. We also gave away at that point some other readings. Those of you know the May contest is send a receipt that you bought Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, and you will be in for a whole hour reading of psychic reading for the year. It's pretty much how I do the really longer ones, and we always joke, everyone knows Psychic Jethro goes more than an hour. I like to talk. Yes, we've had some good questions, and Psychic Celeste and everyone is looking at doing some more of those email readings. We're giving out discounts, so listen in Monday for those contests. Those of you who know, this is the top of the hour, we're going to go into the web room, and we're going to give out a reading right now to someone who needs a reading by Psychic Celeste, and pretty much we have got a lot of people. You guys are really being shy. You're going to make me work hard. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and this is really cute. Cicely is love. C-E-S-I-L-Y-I-S-L-O-V-E. You've won a half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro, and also you won the birth one. You hit both bingos. You get a birth reading from her, too, so send your picture, send a picture of, you can have a recent and older picture, to psychicjethro@aol.com, and please set a telephone number. We'll schedule you in for the half an hour phone reading, and you'll also get the email reading by Celeste. You've won both contests today on Thank You for Calling Us on Friday with Lady Palmer. Those of you who've been looking at it, we're also going to give away one more contest. We have a contest, too, is really going into this and what we're looking at. Make sure, please, Cicely, that you do write to us. You know, one thing that I would suggest, and I've been telling you guys that are on Blog Talk Radio, use your part right there. You can message me right there and say, it's me. I'm the one who won. I'll look and I'll see it to confirm it, because we did have someone try to steal someone's contest last week. But we are psychic. If you try to do that, we will discourage you. Do not do that. I don't mind. I love giving them out. We also have fun here. One of the things we're really looking at is some of you guys have been really following us, and those who follow, we're going to be giving a special prize away for all of the people who put in and start following Psychics Gone Wild. So continue to do that. Lady Palmer, thank you for letting me run off. How are you doing over there?
Oh, it's perfect. I'm enjoying every bit of it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're enjoying you here, and we're going to go 5-1-10. You waited. You've been patient. You've been good, and you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Lady Palmer Intuitive. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. My question is, I want to know what I hear from my boyfriend today.
Today? What's your name, honey?
Yeah. Tasha.
Tasha?
Yeah.
Well, it almost seems like he's sitting there with you.
Yeah.
Seems like he's very close to you somewhere.
Yeah, we're distant right now. He's incarcerated, and I'm waiting for him to be released. But I'm also waiting to receive a phone call from him.
He feels very close to you. Are you guys really close?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Wow. How long has he been incarcerated, Tasha?
He's been in there for a year and almost 2 months.
What I'm feeling like is 3 days. Yeah. It feels like 3 days.
Oh, 3 days to hear a call from me?
Yeah, then he'll call you. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In about 3 days. And it seems like he's trying to put something together on his end. He's
okay.
Yeah, he's putting things together. He's making things make sense on his end. In his head, you know, and his connections. It sounds like, yeah, he wants to balance it out. He wants to walk right. He wants things to be solid and okay in his world. Which is good news for you, Tasha, because when it's solid and okay in his world, then it's solid and okay with his connections and when, you know, whatever he reaches out to. But that's he have grown a lot. He's making even in these days right now, these very days, today, yesterday, the day before that, he's growing. He's doing a lot of growing, and a lot of evaluation on life. And situations and conditions. That's a really good thing. So,
because I've been working on myself too.
That's beautiful, Tasha. That's absolutely beautiful. So, and when he calls you, do a lot of listening, you know, on the conversation, and listen very intently to what he's really, really saying. So you can respond according to where he is now. And I'll tell you what, the way he's going right now, today he's not the same person that he was day before yesterday.
Okay.
You understand. So you can't bring day before yesterday's stuff into today because he's really trying to move forward and grow. And you are too, so it's perfect. That's why the two of you are close, because you're kind of evolving at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you know when he'll be released soon?
Oh, let's see. Let me see. Something's going to happen in a month and something's going to happen in 3 months. Does he have a trial coming up?
I don't know. He don't even know.
He's waiting for a trial?
Yeah.
Yeah, because something it feels like he might have a trial in a month. He may be released in 3 months, and that's good news. So do you believe in the power of prayer?
Yeah, I do. I've been praying.
Okay. Well, do you mind if I say a prayer?
Yeah.
Okay. Psychic Jethro, can I do that on the air? You may be muted.
Oh, okay.
Are you there? Psychic Jethro, are you there?
Jethro's here, and Jethro welcomes it. Jethro's eating. I'm always eating. Sorry. I get in trouble. I am honest. I go, yes, I'm excited. Please do the prayer.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Tasha, what's your boyfriend's name?
Andy.
It's Andy?
Yeah, Andy.
Okay. The prayer is not to offend anyone who may not believe in the power of prayer or agree with it. But since this is Tasha's reading, then I'm going to give her a prayer, a powerful prayer, in fact. And God, in all of the universe, we give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks, because we know that all things are well and all things are happening in its perfect timing. So we have so much gratitude, and we wait with anticipation, just knowing that the universe is intelligent and that the God of all creation knows all things, including exactly what we all need and when. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that Tasha and Andy have been doing their homework, their self-work, their growth work for progress, and that they can reunite and they can communicate at higher levels and they can do good in the universe together with a combined effort. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you that the mindset that has been given to Andy now, he is growing, and he has become ready for the next levels, ready to embrace the maturity and the solidness and the ability to give and help others. And he's ready to embrace that life. So I thank you that Tasha is ready to embrace all of the things that have been set before her now, and that they both grow. So, Father, we say yes, that we command that the trial comes and it be favorable in a month's time or less, and that he is released within 3 months' time. We're believing it. We're asking all the guys and the angels to help. And we say thank you that he remains on a good, steady, healthy path for the whole of the universe, and that Tasha is in agreement for her life, the good of the universe. And we agree. We have it be so. And So it is.
Very good. Very good. Very good there. And I thank you. I thank you for calling in 510. I apologize. You know it's good when I put down pizza. You guys, I'm always a little nervous. You've got me so wound today. This is so motivating. I'm just so glad we have Lady Palmer on Psychics Gone Wild. We thank her. We feel very gifted. And she did bring up a very good thing. If it ever offends you, you know, turn us off. We do promote mantras. We do promote anything that is of positive intent. We will never, you'll have us do anything that would hurt or harm anyone else. And if it offends you, please turn it off. The really good thing that we do have is if it does please use, please turn us on. And that's from the sign of it. We're doing really well today. I want to thank all of you that are joining in. We're going to also here take just a minute and give away one more thing, because this is the day we get to play. It's Friday. Have you looked into the lately? What we've got happening is we've had a lot of response. Psychic Jethro, you always give readings away. Where's my book? Okay. Well, what the thing is you're right. We can give this out to a book. The best way to do it right now is if you were in the psychic room and you're 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's do a number. We got 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Loving Spirit 0, you just won yourself a signed autograph book of Living in the Psychic Realm by Psychic Jethro. Paperback, I apologize, hardback's a little hard to come by right now. We're real popular. But, you know, that's what I can do. That's what I'm going to do. So get a hold of me, and I will include it all. You'll get the book, Loving Spirit 0, and you'll also get one of those really good things about this with the book is you're going to turn around and get it signed by me and sent to you. The only thing it's going to cost you is that you have to get a hold of me, Loving Spirit, through here and join as a member so I can make contact, get your information, and get your mailing. You know, we have from Tasha, she's thanking Lady Palmer in the room for the prayer. We're going to go back with you, Tasha. Don't run anywhere. We're just doing a few-minute commercial and giving Lady Palmer a little break because she's working real hard and giving some of our psychics that put this on a chance to do this. So you know that now. We also know Spirit 10, you won the psychic book written. We're here to help you. If you send in an email to us, we're going to answer them. Now I'm going to do a few real quick ones of those, just real quick, and then we're going to be back on the air. We've got a good show today. We're still looking at a good show with Lady Palmer, the intuitive. One of the things we have on our emails is, what happened to your psychic class in September? Well, okay, I understand what you've got. What's happened is the third week of September in Sedona, there is a psychic class of 2012. There will be Psychic Jethro is going to be there, Psychic Celeste is going to be there, and the healer of, and now let me make sure I say this, Angie and the Angel Healings. And one of the really good things there, those of you who caught, Sandra is her name, not Sandra, Sandra Green, and there's two different people here. Sandra will be there. You want to see Sandra, talk to us about our Rocky Mountains ones, and that's what we're looking at. That was last year at this time. So those are the classes we've got going on. We are still looking at New Orleans, and so far we know that they're putting that together. Those of you who want to get in contact, please get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. First come, first serve. We do kind of trying to require reservations because last year in this email here, I'm not reading it all because I understand the person's frustration. What happened was if you only put down you liked it on Facebook, that's a great thing, but we only take in people who write or do. Write to me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I had some people upset last year of it, and they asked why they're asking what with the class. Well, what happened was we had enough. We went to the Rocky Mountains. We did the class last year, and people got missed out because we only had enough space for 20 people. So please get a hold of us now. And for airplane tickets, you know, we have people come in from all over. The one in psychic class that we did in Sedona, we did a lot of psychic defense. We went to the vortexes. We ended up with people missing because they were trying to come to the California class, which, by the way, ended up being very busy. Long story short, get with me. Call me at 928-284-0437 and leave your name and a phone number, and I'll explain them to you. You know, if you get on my email list, you'll be getting that new email. Send me your email, and we're going to be doing here in May, we'll have a Psychics Gone Wild newsletter. It'll be so much easier. Then you can look on it and say, which classes do I want to take? Speaking of classes, we've got Lady Palmer the Intuitive on today. And Lady Palmer, I was wondering, what would you say about maybe helping join and do one of the classes in California where you are?
Oh, that sounds like a beautiful idea. I love the idea of teaching and sharing information with individuals, and it seems to really come across well. So let's talk about that.
Let's do, and I love everybody that's listening. I know you guys are being patient. We finally caught her, and here I'm hogging her all to myself, and you guys are like, here's Jethro eating pizza, talking to Lady Palmer, and leaving me out. So we're going to flip right back into Tasha. We were talking to you when we left, and I thank you. I feel like you've pretty much got your things there, Tasha. I know that you thanked her on the chat, and Tasha, are you feeling very comfortable with what you got here?
Yeah, I am.
And I'm glad you are, and I love the way you just expressed it. Tasha just said exactly how I feel. Yeah, I am happy, and I'm glad we've got Lady Palmer on today. 336, let's get your kicks. No, I'm kidding. 336, you're on Psychic Gone Wild. A little funny there. How are you doing?
Good. Hello.
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 Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. I don't have a particular question. I just feel like there's a lot of things going on right now, so I'll kind of let you into chill out.
Okay. There's a little noise in the background, and what was the last few words you said?
I said I'll just let you intuitively fill out let me know what you're feeling. My vibe.
Okay. My goodness. Wow. What's your name, honey?
Antoinette.
Gosh, what are you carrying? My goodness. Whatever it is, you need to be lighter. You're carrying something. Wow. Oh, my God. Girl, if I were not strong enough, I would be crying. Yeah, you're carrying,
amen.
There's a sadness or something that's going on around you. And, let's see, Antoinette, what do you do with your drive time? What do you do in the car when you're riding?
When I listen to music.
Yeah. I'm really, really feeling that, and I want you to turn your music up just a notch louder in the car, and, you know, not loud enough that it's distracting, that it's going to cause you any harm, but I want the music to surround you. You need something bigger than you right now. And so I want the music to surround you and just get into your, you know, get in your mind, get in your heart, get in your soul. That's the soul is the real word where I was going to, but I just prefaced it with heart and mind. The soul is where I was really going with that. Let it reach your soul. And to the point, feel good music. If you go back to old school, you're probably already listening to some old school.
Yeah.
You are. You're listening to old school, aren't you?
I do listen to old school music.
Yeah. Let that music, internet, let it get in. And recall, it's okay. You don't have to shut out the older days. Recall some of the events that you were doing. You know, if you were standing on the wall waiting for a dance, you know, a certain song, or looking around the room, or, you know, you got invited off the dance floor, or you know, maybe you had a good evening, a nice cocktail, when a certain song reminds you of that. It's okay to recall those pleasant times, because what we're inviting in now are things that are going to help you to just have some relief and feel better in the moment, like right now, in the moment. And I even, now we're touching on something. I want you to know, Internet, we're touching on something. Because I just saw you laughing. You know, I saw you recalling something and you actually laughed out loud. And that's what I want for you. I want, you know, yes, there are events that are happening around you. I see is someone like your mother? There's a conversation going on with your mother. Even though the events are happening in your life, I want Antoinette to take care of Antoinette. Okay, that's the first thing. Turn the music up, the volume up a little louder in your car, and enjoy every bit of it, even remembering. Two, I want you to take a bath with a candle and get something that you really enjoy the smell of it and put some music in there. Let everybody know, the telephone, turn it off, whatever. Let Antoinette and anybody else know that this is your time. And get in there and just go, I would even invite you to have a glass of champagne. I don't know if there's a struggle with that. Do you have a cocktail or anything like that?
Not right now, but that sounds nice.
Yeah, I feel like there's something that's not exactly happening. Even if it were a glass of apple juice, something that's going to quench and satisfy you. I'm looking for things that satisfy you, because you know why? You know why it's this approach, and I thank the guys for helping me with this. Thank you. Because once you change, get yourself readjusted to a place, then the environment around you, Antoinette, is going to shift. It's going to change. So focus is too much. That's why when I said you need something bigger than you, you're trying to bite off a lot. And it's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So the closest and nearest and dearest thing to you right now is Antoinette. You may even feel like you're going to be neglecting something. You won't. You won't be neglecting something. Because what you're going to do is you're going to take the whole thing by the hand and start controlling it from the inside out. Very important, from the inside out. So we're gonna start adjusting your perceptions. Because I'm gonna pray for you too. We're gonna adjust your perceptions about how you view things. Because there's always more than one way to look at it. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a struggle. Doesn't have to be a bad thing. As a matter of fact, if you just wait a little longer, a good thing will come out of it. It really, really will. It's almost like I'm here in 5 minutes and a good thing will come out of it. So that means in a short time, a good thing is going to come out of it. So now, I want you to talk back, because I want to hear from you. can you just do things to calm your own spirit and to satisfy your own soul so that you're coming from a better place, an easier place to deal with things, and your eyes will be able to see better as things are shifting, because they're going to shift. When you shift from the inside, things around you are going to shift. Can we be on the same page with this, Antoinette?
Yeah, we are. I understand exactly what you're saying. I do.
Yeah. And I mean right now, because I almost want to just take you in my arms and just cradle you and just say, sing to you and say, it's going to be all right, right this minute. I want to do that. Yeah. So yeah, right now, even if you have a bath in the middle of the day, I'm good with that. I'm all right with that. As soon as you can.
Okay.
And so what do you like to eat? Do you enjoy chocolate? We're not trying to put any weight on you or anything like that, but just a little satisfaction. You enjoy chocolate? Tell me what you like to eat.
I love the bad stuff. I love chips. That's probably like my favorite thing, but I love chocolate. And what else do I like? I love fruit.
Did you say chocolate and fruit?
Yes, those are my favorites.
Okay.
And
do you have a favorite?
And chips.
Okay, I don't think you like chips. I don't know if chips are going to do it. Since you like them so well, they might. But I know the chocolate because of the chemical release. Now, do you have a bathtub in your house?
Yes.
I want you to make an event out of this. I want you to make it a project, not a work project, a fun project, an event. It's an event. Take the time to line your bathtub. If you have chocolate in the house, put a couple pieces of chocolate around the edges there, a glass of apple juice, and treat yourself. I want you to go get the best glass you have in the house, the best one. You know, if you have a candle and line your bathroom, kind of set yourself up. Get something that really, really smells nice, and then take a picture of it. Once you get it all done, you know, and enjoy setting it up. Say, oh, I'm gonna put some chocolate here. I'm gonna have candle with vanilla. You know, just you know how the Asians when they talk, they add a little song. Konnichiwa. You know, they add a little song to it.
Yeah.
So when you do it, I want you to have a little melody in your, I'm going to have some candles, and just really enjoy it. And once you get it done, it's your artwork. Take a picture of it and then get in. And you know what? And I wouldn't be mad at you if you got in, if you wanted to put on your favorite bathing suit or bikini or anything, just lay there and look at that. However, if this is your party, you can do it like you want to.
Okay.
That sounds nice. It really does. Yeah. Take care of Antoinette. That's my 911 right now. Okay.
Very good. Because, look at this.
Again, I want to reassure you here. You're not neglecting anything when you do that. You are not. You're such a caring person. Oh my girl, I'm just like weeping. You are so caring. My goodness. You're not neglecting anything. You're just going to set yourself up to be able to come from a better place, and then things will shift around you when you do that, okay? As you take care, they'll shift, and you can handle things better around you. So you don't have to be, some things can handle themselves, too. You don't have to do every single thing, even though I know you feel like you should and need to. That's okay. When Antoinette, put on some oils, some nice oils when you get out. Take care of your skin, rub, and take your time. Leave the phone off. You know, you deserve this. You deserve some time for yourself, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, honey. You're so welcome. Call me up. You guys call me up.
Huh?
I just said, you guys, and call me up. You guys call me up. Yeah.
Call you up?
Call me up. Yeah, if we need to set something up later, call me up. We're going to give my phone number out, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Great. And we're just going through, and we thank you for calling in, everyone. We've got a little bit here. We're on the Last of the show. We're on the last 30 minutes, and I thank everybody. I love the fact that a lot of you are already catching on. Here's the best way to get a hold of. How do we catch Intuitive Lady Palmer? What number do we call, Lady Palmer?
My number is 216-978-3775. And I'll repeat, the number is 216-978-3775. Or you can shoot me an email at my email address, and it's igiveyougift@gmail.com. And that's igiveyougift@gmail.com. And I wanted to thank Tasha, too, for thanking me in the chat room. I heard that. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. And some of you have asked a question. You asked how I got started. I wanted to just let a few of you know a little bit of my background and history. We're going to go back. Jethro, is it okay if I can tell that I do that for me?
Yes, please. We've all been waiting, and I thank you for being so patient with us today. I'm having silly days with the computer and everything, so yes, please.
Well, I've had intuitive gifts or intuition, if you allow me to say that, from a youth, and I was always counseling someone. They were always coming. Man, you know, you said even if it hurts. So I've always been a deliverer of truth, in other words. You know, sometimes the truth stings, you know, a little bit. My words have grace, and more grace than I knew how to have back then, so I can deliver things more gracefully. But all I knew was that there was a truth in me concerning people and things that just wanted to come. And people were always coming and seeking more of it and seeking more of it. I had a friend who took me on a cruise. She said, "You've been mentoring me for so long." She took me shopping 3 times and took me on a cruise for mentoring her. And we were best friends as children. But that just, you know, goes to show how the gift has operated. It's been giving and giving. And so, and I would notice that I always felt like I should say something, you know, or I should do something. And if I did it, it was perfect. It turned out beautifully. If I ignored that, you know, I could be dealing with consequences, sometimes disastrous. So I kind of got the message. And then the more I used the gift, the more information and knowledge came to me about what the gift was. And again, and I've always been a huge praying person. I've always believed in the power of prayer. I believe, just for those who don't necessarily understand or believe, it's perfectly okay. But this is what I believe about prayer. I believe that our words can move the universe. It can move things and activities and places in the universe. And I'm very grateful that our positive words have more power and more force, and that's what we want to use. We want to use our positive words to send out good in the universe, because the more good we send out, the better the environment and conditions we all live in, including ourselves. And, you know, there's an ancient writing that says, it's not what you put in your mouth that defiles you, it's what comes out of our mouth. So even with the power of prayer, we want to be sending out good and good and blessings, so that we all reach this, you know, because you're covering yourself. It's like an environment of blessings will engulf even ourselves and our loved ones, our legacy, when we send out blessings. So
I
believe in the power of prayer. It has, you know, opened my heart and mind and my availability quite a bit. So I'm available to the guides and to God and, you know, the angels. Do their will. And I'm still growing too. I'm just like Tasha said, I'm always working on Lady. I'm constantly working on Lady in some form or another. Because every day, every minute, I want to be better for me and for everyone else. So there you have it.
Oh, you guys, this is straightforward. Psychic's Gone Wild, going straight for the heart. And we just had Lady Palmer explain to you really how she's involved in this, how it happens, and there it is. That's one thing I want to thank all of you guys. We've had really good. We've got a lot of you writing to us. You know how to get a hold of her now through her phone. She gave her email. We'll do that one more time at the last. And without much more, 352, you've waited the whole show. How are you, 352?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been enjoying it.
Thank you. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're listening to Lady Palmer, the Intuitive, and give us your name, and she'll talk to you.
Okay, my name's Cindy. Thank you. And hi, Lady Palmer. How are you today?
Hi, good, Cindy. Thank you for waiting. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
You're welcome. What is your question? What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you could tell me what is the quickest, most peaceful way to resolve the situation and things that are going on around my residence so that I can start moving on with my life. There are some vandals and things going on. I'm wondering if you see that resolved quickly. And we're right now sitting up on nightly stakeouts trying to catch the people because the police need them to be caught in the act and still here when they arrive.
Now, let me stop you here. Because there's an echo or something that's coming with you, and I want to make sure that I hear you clearly. You said, so you want to see if it's been resolved. That last phrase, the last few phrases, could you repeat those, please?
Yes, we've been sitting up on nightly stakeouts waiting for them to come back because they keep coming back over and over, vandalizing vehicles, poisoning animals on the farm, and the police need them to be caught in the act to be able to know exactly who's doing it. We think they know who's behind it, but they can't prove it unless they catch them in the act. Will they be caught? Is there a way to stop this so I can move on? It's like, you know, everything else in my life is stopped while we're trying to get them caught and stopped because our whole, we sit up at night now watching and can't go to bed. I'll stake out waiting for them to hit again so we can try and get the police here in time.
Wait, you said you're waiting for him to what again?
They keep coming back and doing more things. So we need us to catch them in the act, but they only come at night when everybody's asleep. So now we stay up at night, so it's hard to get any work done in the daytime. So our whole life is on hold trying to get this stopped. Do you see that they will get caught, and is the best way to resolve it? So get them caught, to get it stopped.
Okay. Yeah, even before you even said animals, I saw animals involved. I actually saw dogs. Who else is in the home with you?
My son and then an elderly gentleman that we're helping to care for. Things are going on outside on the farm with the animals. And then my vehicle.
Okay. This, if I could just throw this, looks like this is largely a day for prayer, for one thing. And, Cindy, this is what I saw for you. Because, again, before you even said anything about the animals, I saw dogs being mistreated or representing animals. Do you believe in the power of prayer, Cindy?
Oh, absolutely.
That's great, because what I see you doing is walking around your property. Walk around it and pray out loud and pray with a forceful command, you know, but with thanksgiving, always with thanksgiving. Pray, so whatever you're looking at as you're walking, pray about that situation, pray. And if you can do this on your own, but if you take someone with you, That's more than double the help, the force right there. So that's one thing. But here's something else. You have more help than you know. I want you to ask the animals to pray. Instruct the animals to pray. Because they're very in touch and in tune. You know, they're more in tune than we know with what's going on. So you are going to elicit all of the help that you have. You have help right now. I want you to use it. it might even sound a little bit silly, and some it might even sound ridiculous. And that's okay, because it's the first time I've ever heard of it before. Never in my life have I ever heard of an animal friend, but that's okay. I'm open to it, because obviously if it's what's coming up, then that's what's working. You know, I said before, when I do it, miraculous. When I don't do it, okay, we're still living. So ask one of them. Just tell the animals to pray. You don't want to frighten them. Just tell them, pray for them. Pray for our everybody's well-being. Pray for safety. Tell them, pray that for whatever is going on that should not be going on, that is caught up with, and stop, and that we return to a safe haven. We return to a place of safety. And, of course, I'll pray with you, too. But instruct the animals. Listen, all the power that's around you. Yeah. And it's just like, it's almost like I see a net falling. You know, whatever that means that it's going to be caught. Because when a net falls on something, you can't just escape from a net. You know what I mean? So once you incorporate all the power, because you're calling forth agreement, everybody's going to be in agreement going for the same purpose. You know, so when you invite the animals to pray, then you're taking any focus away from fear, and now your focus is on, let's move us to safety. Let's get us all together. It's like, okay, family, and I mean everybody involved, animals, okay, family, let's come together. We're coming together for a purpose, and our purpose is to return to safety. As a matter of fact, our purpose is, because of the suffering, is to return us to a place even greater than we've ever been. So we're on a mission. Our purpose is to unite in prayer and move us forward in a safe place. So you're bringing everybody together for a purpose and a mission. And that's power, Cindy, that's power. So again, therefore, that a lot of fear-based thinking and activity is being eliminated, because now you're moving toward a purpose of accomplishing a safe place. That's your focus, a safe place. Fear is not the focus anymore, you know, or anger. And while you're doing it, in your heart, all along the way, be very mindful that you can forgive, that you're forgiving along the way. You're forgiving, because you have to be available to see the miraculous. You have to be available to feel everything that shifts, because you're free. You're not bogged down with the hurt and the pain or any unforgiveness. Keeping yourself free and available so that you can celebrate and reward and share with everyone, the animals and who's living in the house, share the victory. You know, okay, we've had another victory, another night, you know, which is working, it's working, something is happening. And even if something, so you're going to celebrate, you know, and keep everything lifted and everybody's motivated and lifted toward moving forward and wellness. And even when something looks like a setback, say, okay, that just came to so that we could see what we need to adjust, and now we've got it. And we're adjusting here in this area, and we're moving forward. Now we're moving forward in an even greater way. You keep that focus with that power, and I assure you that nothing can penetrate, because a chain is as strong as a weakest link. So you're strengthening every single link around you, that nothing can penetrate that. So when you build, and who knows that this may be a part of the purpose that is going on, so that you can strengthen and come to understand more about what you have. Because I think there's more in the animals that you're going to tap into that you haven't yet seen, you haven't been aware of. So yes, take this as an opportunity for growth and strengthening, and seeing the miracles that are going to take place as a result of it. You understand?
Yes, thank you.
Now, before you go, I'm just going to do it right quick, because I promise you, I'm going to say a prayer right quick, okay, on you, because I want to release you in prayer and send you that way. I want to send you up that avenue, that road of prayer. So right quick, are you ready for this?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Hallelujah. Father in the universe, the creator of all things that are wonderful and marvelous, we do thank you. We give thanks for this point in time that you brought us to. We give thanks because we understand that you have a purpose that is higher than our lives. There's a mission that's higher, and we press toward the mark
for the prize of the high calling, of God, which is in heaven. We press for the high calling. So, yes, thank you for Cindy's availability. Thank you for her leadership, that she's taking a leadership hand and a leadership role in this mission, Father, that she and everyone around will see great things, going to rejoice in great things, going to rejoice in the victories, Father, just as in the biblical days, when the victories are won, this is what we will see. Thank you, God, that you've anointed and blessed each and every one of the animals. We send healing into the house. We send healing to the animals. We send healing, great healing and love, through love and power and unity to all that's involved, God. And then we call for to whomever is doing this thing, Lord, that we know they've been caught by the net. They've been caught by the net. But change their heart and their mind, God. Give them a renewed heart, a clean heart, and a renewed spirit. Lift them up out of pain and anguish so that we too are able to love and see love and see love so that they will come back and bless. They will come back and be a blessing. And only a blessing. And we thank you for all of this unity, the love, and the power. And we know it's why we consider it done. This is our truth. We consider it done. This is our truth in the universe. It's our right. It's our right. So we have it, our birthright. And we give thanks for it, even now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You are welcome. Quite welcome, Cindy. Quite welcome.
Good.
You guys call me up. Call me up.
Thank you.
You can set up another day. Call me. Yeah. Good.
Good. We've got Psychics Gone Wild, and we've got Lady Palmer, the intuitive. And thank you, Cindy. We thank you for calling in. The 773-897-6461. We've had a lot of technical difficulties today. Those of you who did get on and are coming back, we've got two more callers left for this show today. And those of you who got dropped, and I've tried to keep track of some of the numbers, call in tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a two-hour show with Psychic Sandra Green, and we're going to have Psychic Jethro, and we'll be doing some other calls. I did, looking at some of the other parts we've got down that we've had our winner picked out of the emails. We also had our winner picked out of the site in the chat room, and we know that Cecily won, and we're going to turn around and give out another reading. And what that is we're going to Facebook now. We're going more, and we're looking in there, and we're seeing in the Facebook that what we have in there is we have 352. It's you. So it's Cindy who listened in now. You just won yourself a half an hour reading too. So we will get with you and make that contact. We thank all of you guys who have been contacting us. We've got Tier with it. You've been really good on this. It's Chef Cecily Veg, and you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello. I guess the chef is not talking. Are you guys eating? I'm the one that's usually the eater on this show. No kidding. Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Do you have someone there?
Yeah,
hi.
Hello.
Oh, this is Cecily. I didn't know I was on air.
Yes.
Okay. I just take a general reading. That's all.
Okay. Did we talk to you yet?
No, I was wanted. I'm Cecily Love.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. You said one more time, Cecily.
Cecily Love.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I wrote your name down for some reason. Did we talk to you about something earlier in the conversation?
I think Cecily's our winner. Is she the winner that won the half an hour reading in the chat room with me and Celeste?
Okay. Fantastic. I knew you were significant. I knew there was something about, congratulations. Good. I did not want to neglect
So whatever that was, I didn't want to neglect acknowledging you. Congratulations on your winnings today. Okay. Are you there? Can you hear me, Cecily? Is she muted?
Yes,
she's not. I don't know what's going on.
Hello?
Okay. Hi, yes. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you very well.
Okay. You want just a general reading? Huh. Do you like children?
I love children.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, you should be a teacher. Are you a teacher or anything? Can you hear me? Are you teaching by any chance?
Cecily's been off. Something booted her off. We're having a little technical difficulty. So, Cecily, you can hear us. I know you're in the chat room. Please call back in. We have about 9 minutes of the 773-897-6461 of the show. We'll look for your name. I apologize when you call in. One thing that's really definite is if you're using Skype or any of the accessories like I am using today, you will get a little bit of an echo sometimes, and sometimes we may have you speak up a little bit. So, Cecily, we lost you. I apologize. It's been a real hard day on that. We had done well. We have one more caller. We'll start there, and we'll
but
look for Cecily.
You know what, Jethro?
Hello.
I'll speak to her. Is that her coming back? Because I'll speak to her if she's able to hear. Is she still able to hear?
Yeah, she's able to hear you.
Okay. If you come back, Cecily, just let me know that you're back in. But I'm going to speak to you. Anyway, I don't know if you're teaching or not teaching, but you would test be one of the greatest teachers, the best teachers. I see you with a younger age group of children, and they're just having so much fun with you, so much fun. So if you are not teaching, if you could volunteer, you know, in some type of programs until they get to know you, or if you have, you know, a church organization or some kind of organization that you could get involved with children, that would just be one of the most wonderful things if you're not already doing that. Because one thing, it is going to keep rejuvenating your youth and keep that's a personal gift, a personal benefit. So you would have many because they just be so much joy to you. And then they get to be in your presence. They get to just enjoy your freedom and your laughter, your outgoingness. That's a great word for you. I get to enjoy your outgoingness. I see you on outings, like actually going out to places, outdoorsy kind of things. I would love to see you connect that way if you're not already doing it. If you are doing it, congratulations, because you are definitely operating in your zone there with that. I even see you making up materials, children's materials that you can hand out, single sheets that you will hand out on these outings and like out at a picnic table, and you hand them out and have the children, you know, whether it's a drawing or a word fun or, you know, fun with colors or whatever you would create, because whatever is appropriately fun and giving and educating at the time will be given to you. It's a gift. It's a gift. So if you chime back in, definitely I want to hear your response, okay? And I bless that. I bless you. And even you grandchildren, like they're just going to be so, so blessed to have you. That's wonderful. Grandchildren. Okay. All right. That's good. Just bear with us. We're having just a little bit of technical difficulty. I could drop it over. He'll chime back in.
Here she is. She's basically a DNA chef. And I apologize. We're having an all. They said it's froze. Cecily is writing in on the website. Can you hear me, Lady Palmer?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Great. I apologize, guys. We've had all of us getting wound. I just I don't know what blog's doing, but they better give it up. They're making us crazy. Because what they're doing is we've got a lot of technical. So they said the internet's cutting in and out. We've had a lot of people froze today on there. We apologize. Sometimes I think it's just the energy. I know we've got a lot of positive energy, but sometimes the negative doesn't like the fact that we're doing this. So what I'm going to do is we all know as we're putting out the energy, we thank Lady Palmer and we thank the fact Cecily's trying to get in and she's going to try and call us there on her internet with it. So we're going to watch a little bit here. We have one more caller real quick, and that will be it for the day. I apologize to you. 970, we won't be able to get to you, the last caller. You will have to call us tomorrow at 773-897-6461. Please look forward to getting a hold of us. Tomorrow's a two-hour show, and I'm sure we can get probably Lady Palmer to come back and see us on Psychics Gone Wild. We thank everybody. 520, the same situation. I apologize. The last few minutes of the show, we've got you back, Cecily.
Hello. How are you?
Oh,
I'm sorry I didn't get to hear what you said. I just got in the last part about children and so forth. I'm a DNA chef. I work with people to change the reconstruction of their DNA that they're born with and help them make it better than they were either born with at the time. And that's basically cancer, diabetes, or anything that makes your, I think, your health not very so well from even losing weight.
Okay. I'll just reiterate, just right quick. I don't know if the show was recorded. We can go back and listen. Does it get recorded?
Yes, it's recorded, and you were right on. You hit it. You hit exactly what you were saying about her and the teaching and the working with people and the healing. And her friend Vicky's on the chat room. She can let you know, Celeste. She's telling us what about you on that site. And Lady Palmer was reading it, and your friend was confirming it. So
that's cool. Yeah. So I have a book coming out next week. It's called It's Vegan and It's Good. And then I have another book I'm working on. It's called The Food Alchemist. And we're going to change people's DNA with the way they eat and put it into the metaphysical form, also with some teachings from Edgar Cayce as well.
But I want you to get involved with some children. That's a whole new avenue for you. Because, and I also said that you could create handouts for these children. I see you taking children out on an outing. Wherever you gather these children from, whether it's an organization of some kind, whether you know families in your neighborhood, that, you know, you can take the children out on an outing and create some kind of a handout to give them. I'll just briefly add a picnic table is what I see, and whether it's fun with colors, fun with numbers, fun with words, fun with what rhymes, anything that you create for them. And they're just having just a wonderful time with you. But I also said it'll help rejuvenate your own youth. So, see, I didn't know you were into changing DNA because that is a tool that will help to keep recreating more and more youth for you as well, youthfulness, these children. But you will be wonderful with children. I really want you to do that. So really tap into something like that, okay?
Yeah. Cecily, you're welcome to call us back.
Thank you.
I would like to go ahead and get your thing here on the. I've got your name down with this. Please get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, and you can call Kelly in the room. She'll give it to you on the website. You're welcome to come on our show. We'd really like to promote your book. We also thank you for coming in. We're down to the last few minutes of the show, and thank you, everyone. We did 90 minutes. Obviously, we got to go back to our regular work, which for me is psychic work, and those of you who are doing your work, we love. I just bet. Here we are. I apologize to Lady Palmer that I got excited and was eating pizza. Everyone knows that, anyone who knows Jethro knows that if I'm happy, my head's in the fridge, the light's on. I know not to do that. I said I would be good, but I couldn't, and I got carried away. I want to thank everybody. You know, we're going into the last of the show. 970, you're on. You can say hi to Lady Palmer.